Hello and welcome to the Keep Your Cool Mama podcast, where we are encouraging the everyday mom to pursue her dreams and discover her own greatness. Hey, cool mamas. Welcome back to the Keep Your Cool Mama podcast. I'm your host, Sheila, and this is episode 3. Welcome back. I'm so glad that you decided to come back and sit here with me as we discuss all things motherhood and just being the awesome, amazing women God created us to be. Today, I want to talk with you guys about keeping your confidence. Keeping your confidence. And the reason why I say keep your confidence is because I think somewhere along the way, some of us as moms lose our confidence, and it's important for us to get that back and to keep it. Now, I know that confidence is one thing that I lacked for years after I became a mom. And I knew that I was a good mom, that I did know. But with everything else about who I was as a woman, I just wasn't sure. And I got increasingly tired of not believing in myself and my own abilities. But I decided that I was going to do the work and to rely on God to help me to get to the place where I am now. Of course, there is definitely still insecurities that I have to work through, which is natural, but I make it a point to work through that and to not let those insecurities just sit there. When I feel that there is an insecurity there, now that I am aware of the lack of confidence that I had, I don't like the feeling. So I want to do the work to make sure that I'm continuously moving forward in the direction that God wants me to go. And when we have that lack of confidence, it makes it very difficult for us to move forward. So I want to help any mom who is dealing with low self-esteem and just the lack of confidence in your own abilities. I want to encourage you today. I want you to know that you are enough. You will always be enough. And you are capable of achieving anything that you want to achieve in life. Yes, you're a mom. Yes, you're responsible for someone else's life, but you're also responsible for your own life. And we're going to get through this. We're going to get through this together. One thing I know for sure is that when you spend the majority of your time thinking of your child, it's very likely that you will think about yourself less. And if you aren't intentional about making sure that you think about yourself, you'll push your own feelings and your own needs, just as we have talked about before, to the back burner. And when you do that, you start to lose confidence in yourself. Because when you don't put yourself up front, you start to lose focus of who you are, why you're here. So I think it's very important that we focus on the confidence factor. So this lack of attention to ourselves eventually leads to the lack of confidence that you have in yourself. So the new fears and insecurities, that develop in our minds and hearts, it will eat us alive if we do not purposely affirm who we really are. We eventually start to believe the lies in our head that tells us we aren't strong enough, we aren't smart enough, we aren't pretty enough, we're not creative enough to be who we desire to be. And it's just not true. It's not true. And I'm here to tell you that over and over again. It's not true. And you can start with that by just telling yourself when you hear those things. It's not true. We must combat those lies about ourselves with the truth. After we tell ourselves that it's not true, then we need to bring the truth to the front and start talking more about the truth to ourselves and less about the lies. So let's just discuss a few ways that we can strengthen our confidence when we have stopped believing in the amazing women that we are. Let's go over that together. So number one, trying something new. Now, trying something new can definitely help to improve your self-confidence. I'm a believer. When you try something new, you not only learn more about what you like, what you dislike, you are also building your self-esteem and your confidence muscles. It's an indication that you are capable of accomplishing goals and taking challenges head on. So the more you do it, the more you start believing in yourself when you start new things. And I know that we can sit in those comfort zones way too long. And then when somebody invites us to do something different, something new, we're like, no, I'm good with where I am. But I want to challenge you to, you know, try those new things. It can be a game changer and it can really help push you forward in the direction that your confidence needs to go. Because trying new things, let's be honest, it can be very intimidating because most of us don't want to look like we aren't knowledgeable or that we're afraid to fail. I know we're moms and our kids think that we know everything, but the reality is that we don't. So it's okay. It's okay to not know everything. It's okay to not be knowledgeable. So when you're trying something new, just think of it as I am adding more to my skills. I am adding more to my knowledge. Not that I don't know this, but I'm adding more to what I do know. But when you complete a task or an activity, in spite of the fear and the nervousness that you are sending, you are sending messages to your brain that you are strong enough and smart enough when you do complete those things. So I'm always talking about trying new things that I want to do, but talking about it isn't as good as doing something about it. So one thing that I do to make sure that I actually do those things that I want to try is I either talk with like a friend or a family member, or I write it down and then I visualize it. This gives me more momentum to actually go through with it. And when you talk with family members or a friend about something that you're interested in doing, then they may say, oh, okay, let's go do that together then. And then you don't have any excuse. You can't just sit there with it. You know, like, oh, I'll get to it when I get to it. But, you know, talk to somebody who's actually, like, purposely talk to somebody who's actually going to push you into doing those things that you desire to do. I mean, because desire is one thing, but action is a whole nother thing. So we want to push from desire to actually doing. Try a new activity with a friend. Take an online course for art, writing, music lessons, like piano lessons. I actually bought my husband a Groupon for piano lessons. And I'm thinking I might buy myself one because I've always wanted to learn an instrument, but I always convinced myself that it would be too difficult to learn. But I'm in a place in my life where I want to learn it. I can do it. I've convinced myself that I can do other things. So I think I want to try that. I've always wanted to learn how to do the piano. And whatever it is that you think that you may be interested in, try a new activity. I'm telling you, it will really help your confidence. There are so many free and discounted activities out there. Google is your friend. I know Google is my best friend. I don't know about you, but Google is your friend. You know, Google things like free activities near me or look for free, because there's actually a lot more free activities than you even realize. And they're actually really fun. And there are things that people really aren't aware of. Now, the piano lessons, like I said, I got that from Groupon. And, you know, Groupon has tons of activities that you can try. If you look in that category, things to do, try that and see something. Look for something that makes you feel uncomfortable. Don't look for something that you're like, oh, okay, yeah, I've done that before. Nah, girl. Look for something that makes you feel uncomfortable. Or ask one of your adventurous friends, like, what activities have you done before that, you know, I may want to try? And if it sounds like something that scares you, try it anyway. Girl, when you try it, I promise you, you'll be like, wow, I actually did that. I could do anything. So trying new things, a game changer. A game changer when you want to build up your confidence. Because we're constantly sending our kids to different activities, taking them to play dates, to new areas where they can have fun. But what about us? Now we're building that confidence in them that they can try new things and that they can do anything, but we have to build that same muscle within ourselves. So trying new things, do it, girl. So let's challenge our negative thoughts. Number two, challenge negative thoughts. Now, every time a negative thought crosses your mind, this is what I want you to do. Challenge that thought with positive action steps. Now, I know that you've probably heard before when you have a negative thought to replace it with a positive thought, which I've done. And yes, it is beneficial and it is helpful because positive thoughts are everything. But I found it to be more effective when I challenge my negative thoughts with action. So the more action steps you take, the more your mind will start creating positive thoughts that actually represent who you truly are. Do you see how that works? So while you hear that negative thought and you're like, you know what? I'm going to try it anyway. I know my mind is saying that I'm not capable of doing such and such, but I'm gonna try it anyway. And then when you try it and then you find that you're actually good at it, then you're tricking your mind and you're going to shift it into the direction of I am capable. And that will start to create those positive thoughts that we should be having, because we're created to have those positive thoughts and the confidence that we're supposed to have. Like we're supposed to have those things. So it'll eventually shift into that place where it's supposed to be. So I'll give you an example. Now I've always desired to have a podcast for the past 4 to 5 years. I've been listening to podcasts since my youngest son was a baby. He'll be 5 years old this year. So about 4 to 5 years. Now, although my desire was real, my negative thoughts were really real. Because what my desire was, I want to start my own podcast. And I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do when the thought first came. All I knew was, is that I wanted to inspire people, because I truly got inspired from listening to different podcasts from people that I admire. And I would always think to myself, oh my God, that would be so cool. Like I would really, really enjoy just having a platform where I can just sit in one spot, record, and then my voice can be projected to so many people that I don't even realize are listening. I wanted that so bad. And as my desire grew, I started to get sick and tired of the negative self-talk that was going on in my mind of saying, you know, girl, you can't do that. Where are you going to get the equipment from? Who's going to listen to your podcast? Don't nobody want to listen to what you got to say. But deep down, I knew that that wasn't true. I knew that wasn't true, but My mind was telling me that it was true, but my heart was telling me that it wasn't. So, you know, I decided I'm going to listen to my heart, which is where I think that the spirit of God speaks to. And I started taking baby steps towards creating a podcast about 2 years ago. Yeah, 2 years ago. Yeah, it took me that long to actually get to where we are today. But yeah, 2 years ago, I started taking baby steps. So this is what I started to do. I started using my voice recorder on my iPhone. And I talked about inspirational topics for moms. And this was after I started my blog. So I had a good idea of my audience and what I wanted to talk about. So that was a good place to start, right? So I used my voice recorder. And I just talked about things that matter to me as a mom, things that I will want to hear about, things that I know I would want to be inspired about when I was in times of despair and trouble as a mom and a woman. And then as I listened to the practice recordings, the narrative in my head, girl, they started to change. They really started to change. It was starting to sound good to me. It was starting to sound less of the I can't do this to more of, girl, you can do this. And the more confidence I gained, the more I started sharing my practice podcast with a couple of my friends and my family. Well, one family member, one friend. My confidence level wasn't that huge to where I was going to share it with everybody. But I shared it with people that I could trust, that I knew would tell me the truth and tell me what they really thought. And, you know, hearing their compliments and the feedback and the good advice, it really helped to push me forward. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to do this. Now, although I was off and on with it, and the negative thoughts will come, and I will have to continue to challenge myself. I will read more books, listen to more podcasts, pray about it. But faith without works is dead. So I had to get to working. So I finally did it. One day, I just did it. And here we are. So the more research I did, the more it started to become a reality that I could do something like this. And the narrative in my mind started to change. So that whole long story was to tell you, challenge those negative thoughts, because those negative thoughts aren't coming from you, girl. It's coming from the negative experiences that you've had in the past with other things that you may have tried. It's coming from the nasty stuff that people have told you that just aren't true, because, girl, they was probably just jealous of you and they saw something inside of you that they wanted for themselves, and they wanted to sabotage that before you could get a hold of that greatness. Girl, I'm telling you, it's real out here. And let's be honest, the enemy is using certain people in certain situations to cause you to keep those negative thoughts going so that you won't move forward. Don't believe it. Whatever you want to do, you are capable of doing it. And when you challenge those negative thoughts, that confidence will increase. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. Sheila guaranteed. Try it, seriously. So let's move on to the third and final point that I want to make. What works to help you to build confidence? Number three is my favorite, focusing on what God says about you. Now, I used to not be able to understand this completely and fully, but when I finally understood it, another game changer. Now, this is what I know. God created you with all the confidence in the world, with all the confidence that we couldn't even imagine. He had confidence when he created you. He knew what he was doing when he created you. He created you for a specific purpose, and he thinks very highly of you. Anything that God created, he thinks highly of you and of it. God makes no mistakes. Like, let that sink in. He made you, which means he made no mistakes. He did not make a mistake when he made you. And this is why you need to have the confidence, because God made you and he makes no mistakes. Like, let that stick with you. Now, when we focus on what God says we can be and who we are, we can be sure that it's nothing but the truth. God does not lie. What he said is what he said. It is what it is. It's nothing but the truth. And that's why we should focus on the truth and not the lies. And the word of God is the truth. So, this is what I want you to do. The minute you start to feel insecure and unworthy, meditate on a few scriptures that will remind you that these feelings of insecurity are just not true. Now, the more you rely on these scriptures, you will notice how much your confidence will increase. Another Sheila guarantee. Actually, that's a God guarantee. But I'm going to put my Sheila guarantee on that too, because I know it to be true. Post a few of these scriptures around you. Now, you can do it on your mirror, on your, you know, your bedroom walls, hallway walls, your refrigerator, put some up in the car. Like, let that stuff absorb into your spirit over and over again. Read it out loud. Say it to yourself. Another good idea, take out your recorder that's on your phone. Record a few of your favorite scriptures and listen to that every morning. Remind yourself about what God said about you before all of those negative thoughts can seep in for the day. Listen to those scriptures every morning. Record some affirmations, like, according to what God says. I know my sister, she created something for herself. I don't know. It seemed to be kind of long. I think it was like 15, 20 minutes. Correct me if I'm wrong, Janine. But she had these affirmations that she put on her recorder on her phone. And she just talked about what she was, you know. And I'm going to say it in short, because Janine is deep, okay? Because she could say some deep stuff that that is real poetic, and I'm not really poetic like that. So I'm just going to say it in short. Like, you know, she would say things like, I am worthy. I am loved. I am beautiful. You know, things like that. Like, when you hear your voice, when you hear it in your voice and your audible voice, it sticks. And say it according to the word, like, break those word, the word of God down, and break it down into, affirmations. And I'm going to find out exactly some of the things that my sister said, and then maybe I'll make another episode strictly on words of affirmation, and I can combine some of the things that different women have put together for themselves into an episode, and some of the things that I've used as well. But yeah, you could do things like that. Like, so, like, take the scriptures, post them everywhere, use your voice recorder to record those scriptures and some affirmations. Very helpful. Now, one thing that works for me when it comes to scriptures is breaking those scriptures down word for word. Now, I know that's one thing that I did in the first episode. It works for me. And I will take one word in the scripture and I'll look it up in the dictionary, even though I know what it means, but I'll break it down according to the written definition. And when you put all of that together, the word of God starts to make so much more sense. And another thing that I'll do is I'll ask God to give me a new and fresh understanding of the scripture. I'll ask him to reveal how these words specifically apply to me and my life, and how he wants me to apply it to myself and my life and my relationship with him. So break that stuff down. Sometimes the word of God it can be hard to understand when we try to use our own knowledge, but we have to use God's knowledge in order to understand the word of God. And now you may not get the answers right away, but you can be sure that God will provide you with those answers at the perfect time, at the right time when you need to know. And be ready. Have a notebook near you for when he speaks to your heart and he speaks through others around you. And write those things down so that you can continue to reference back to those words of encouragement when needed. I would like to end our time together today with a scripture that is a great reminder of how highly God thinks of you. I want you to know that God loves you and you don't let those thoughts take over you. I want your confidence to be increased. I want you to love yourself. I know you may be busy with everything about being a mom, and I get it, but I need you to take time. You have time to remind yourself every day that you are loved. You have time every day to remind yourself that you are worthy and that you are enough. And take 5 to 10 minutes if you need to, but those 5 to 10 minutes over a course of a week, over a course of a month, over a course of a year, they'll matter. So please, please take that time. It is so important. But the scripture is chapter 139, verses 17 through 18. And it goes like this. How precious to me are your thoughts, God? And just to break that down, it means how precious are your thoughts concerning me, God? How vast is the sum of them? Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I wake, I am still with you. Now, with that said, ladies, we need to keep our thoughts and our perceptions of ourselves on the same wavelength as God's thoughts and perceptions of us, because he thinks you're simply amazing. And that, mama, is everything. Remember that he is always with you, and that he loves you, and that he thinks the most of you. And whatever you're struggling with, I pray that your confidence will increase more and more, regardless of your environment and what's going on around you. And I will keep you in my prayers. And if there are any questions that you have, please feel free to email me at keepyourcoolmama@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram at keepyourcoolmama and also Facebook at keepyourcoolmama. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you on the next episode. Bye-bye.